Edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chang.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyril M. Baha, and we are back in the submarine.
We're still calling it that.
Oh.
Copyright.
Beatles, man. Beatles, man. No.
I realize how much of the Beatles you can use. 10 seconds.
Can't be 10.
You want to know why? Because on one of my old YouTube videos, I wanted to use, for my birthday video, I wanted to use the birthday song from the Beatles. I played about 15 seconds, I got a copyright flag. But to this day, I played 10 seconds, I've got nothing.
What?
Yeah, I've got nothing. But above that, I got a copyright flag. So there's loopholes. And if they hear this now, suddenly that video's going to get flagged.
No, I mean, but
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts.
No, but I mean, they can't. But there's so many people, like, doing covers of Beatles songs. They can't
that's true.
All take them down.
Covers are different.
Yeah, so we're doing
a cover. Share revenue. We're not doing a cover, though.
Yeah, we are.
We're just singing the song because, you know, it's just such an easy song to sing.
What if you just use titles?
Wonderful movie.
Like, would you get in trouble if you just use titles?
Powerpuff Girls did that. I don't know how much they paid for it, but there was a whole Powerpuff Girls episode where they just used Beatles tracks as in, like, in terms of their script.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Oh,
we gotta talk about the reboot.
Because
Powerpuff Girls.
I'm sorry.
So it's gonna be a news episode.
Yeah, it's a news episode. Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna look up the images too. I know. No, what the fuck is
they're on
sorry.
Set.
Why am I apologizing? We have expletives up the wazoo.
And then there's what Mojo Jojo's son who has sought revenge on the Powerpuff Girls.
No.
And of course, Mojo Jojo's son is this blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy.
Mojo KJ. Jojo is a green,
he's monkey.
A green monkey with a gigantic brain.
Yeah, but this is his son.
Again, okay.
Oh shit!
Like
Blossom was Chloe Bennett.
Yeah,
I could not recognize it with that.
Who's Chloe Bennett?
Yeah.
What?
The blonde hair.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is now a Powerpuff Girl.
Oh, yes, I know this.
Who apparently is being eyed for a Star Wars role, apparently.
Huh.
Not sure what yet.
I mean, good for her. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Han and Chewie might get their own show with Harrison Ford.
What the?
There's talks of a Han Solo and Chewbacca spin-off series.
Is today the disappointing news? Episode.
It's going to be interesting because I do have a bit of weird, strange news regarding Vin Diesel.
Look, we do not need
a microphone.
We do not
our voices are fucking.
We do not need a Powerpuff live action teenage. I mean, I do not need to see the Powerpuff Girls go through sexual awakening.
No, you know what? I blame this all on Riverdale because once Riverdale happens, suddenly it's like, oh, let's do Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but
No, I'm
not knocking Sabrina.
And
but
don't
knock Riverdale because it's the hottest Jughead ever.
Jughead is not meant to be hot.
You have to get
okay.
Props.
You know what I don't get about Riverdale? Actually, like Eva's tried watching a few more seasons.
Oh god!
And Mr. Lodge is
thirsty.
Not old.
They're all not old.
Yeah,
look, it's Mr. Lodge. Who's Latino?
Yeah. But in the comic books,
diversity.
Yeah, but he changed his name from what?
Oh,
Loggia. Which is an Italian name, by the way.
No. Maybe he was adopted into a white family.
He's a gangster too.
I watched one season and
he
I was
in
like,
jail.
I haven't continued Riverdale. I'm good. I don't need hot, thirsty Archie.
Hot jugheads and hot dads.
Okay, so
the moms are a bit hit and miss, but the dads, for Veronica's mom, who's like a telenovela.
but see, the thing about it is, sometimes, to a certain extent, all these shows do not even need to be based.
No, they don't.
On the comic,
no,
they don't.
They just need a sort of selling point to make money.
No, it's not even that. It's like
the stories,
by having it something that you have figures for, you can get the budget for it. And in the simplest way is that. Let's say you have, ooh, I have this witch story. No one's going to buy the original witch story. Package it in Sabrina. Ooh, Sabrina, that was a thing. People used to watch it and read it.
Yeah.
We shall bankroll this. So there you go. You want to do a Manchurian Candidate spy drama. Ooh, it's an original story. Can't. Oh, wrap it around Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Hey.
I'm saying.
Do not knock any show with Bucky.
Sometimes it works. We'll talk about that. Sometimes you get stuff like Powerpuff Girls.
And it's just a matter of time before we get Johnny Bravo.
You can't do Johnny Bravo now in a woke. Hell no.
No. You know what it's going to be like. It's
Johnny
be...
Bravo, and then he's realizing that he's wrong.
Yep.
So basically a repackaged My Name is Earl?
Sort of, I guess.
Kind
of.
Jason Lee is Johnny Bravo.
But yes, now coming into news, there's been a few trailers that has come out. One of the most being Shang-Chi.
Woo!
And the Ten Rings, Legend of the Ten Rings, where we finally get our first look at the real Mandarin, Tony Leung.
Tony Leung, okay.
Ben Kingsley.
Watching that trailer, I felt bad because it's great. And there's a lot riding on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because unfortunately Mulan had to come out during COVID.
No. Unfortunately, Mulan had to be the movie Mulan became.
Okay. No, unfortunately, Mulan had to come out.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Whatever it is, but Mulan was not the great Asian hope.
Nope.
No.
But so Shang-Chi is now the great Asian hope. And
is it Mortal Kombat the great Asian hope?
I mean, technically Mortal Kombat is more the great Asian hope, but this one's like, this is like all Asian.
I think
Tony Leung in Hollywood, but...
And Michelle Yeoh.
Okay, here's the thing. Kim's Convenience, dude.
Simu Liu.
Yeah. Right?
He would know.
Yeah. Good actor, right? And looking at it and reading up on it, knows martial arts.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there won't be any Iron Fist shit. Hopefully. Alhamdulillah. Fingers crossed. But
inshallah.
Next to Tony Leung, the presence of an actor. I'm sorry, bro, but Tony Leung is not seen in the trailer mouthing a single line, even though I'm pretty sure that's his VO. But he's just there.
It is his VO.
3 a.m. in the morning, I was listening to it for the first time. Wait, are they fucking gonna dub Tony Leung? Then I went back and I googled an English interview because I'm like, Tony Leung speaks good fucking English. And I was like, okay, that's his voice. It's just his voice. His timbre is different when he speaks English as opposed to when it's Cantonese. Yeah. I'm like,
no,
I get that.
They wouldn't dub
that.
Tony Leung.
Tony Leung is a dude.
So, kalau kau dub Tony Leung, my entire Hong Kong.
When you have that dude next to Tony Leung who captures a frame just by sitting by himself smoking a cigarette by a window.
Doesn't even need to do anything.
Actually, not even smoking a cigarette. If he's just leaning against the wall.
Yeah.
Right, with a street light, you're like, there's a movie in this image. Chungking Express, not Chungking, In the Mood for Love.
Love, yes.
Soundtrack starts playing in your head.
Yeah. You know, what was the other one, 2046 or something, right?
Actually, I'm waiting for someone to recut the trailer with In the Mood for Love.
No, but I mean, to be fair,
his presence is ridiculous.
It's Tony Leung. Anyone next to Tony Leung is going to have a hard time, but I mean Simu Liu will have a.
Because you know what?
Sorry.
Excuse me. Hello.
I didn't know my phone wasn't on. Whoops.
Okay, there's a weird bias simply because Shang-Chi was created in that era where all the comic book companies that were predominantly white. Actually, they were just white.
Predominantly? Western
hot in, yeah.
Western comic book companies. Yeah. Because, everybody,
So they're what's hot in the pop culture today? Oh, these Bruce Lee flicks and these Kung Fus. So, they had. There were so many Bruce Lee clones, and then all the way up until our childhood, fucking Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and everyone else, there's always a Bruce Lee clone.
Yeah.
So, you tell me there's a Shang-Chi movie, my head just goes to Bruce Lee. A Bruce Lee, someone with Bruce Lee's presence, which is demanding a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
I know. But, and I'm sorry, bro, but there, I'm really curious to see how it goes, and I'm really rooting for you, but that first teaser...
Mm-mm.
All I could think was, man, if they made this movie when Shanghai Knights was out and Donnie Yen was speaking good English.
Ooh.
Ho. He's too old now.
What do you mean Donnie Yen speaking good English? He speaks good English.
Yeah. Yeah, no, what do you call it? Yeah, he does speak a good English, but when he was younger, apparently not so well.
He didn't want to go after a while.
Yeah, really? I thought he was ABC.
No, he didn't want to go to Hollywood yet, apparently. Until his... Because he didn't want to be yet another Asian Hong Kong Asian star who talked like this.
Because Jackie Chan sort of...
No, but I thought... No, I thought Donnie... I thought Donnie was ABC.
I thought too, but then apparently I was talking about it with Eva and she said, yeah, that was like... That's why he didn't go into Hollywood that early. By that point, he was comfortable. Or maybe he's just a perfectionist, like his fight sequences, and he's like, my English is not good enough yet.
No, it actually...
I said, my English isn't good enough yet.
No. Actually, it surprises me sometimes when I'm seeing some of like my favorite like Taiwanese pop stars, actors, of course, my Asian husband does. And like, I'm like, but you were born in Canada. Why your English not so good?
Born in
There's a huge Asian community in Canada.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, they could be the Chinatown district. Yeah.
No, but I'm like,
there's a whole bunch of Chinese people I know in England who's just like... Why I need to learn?
Yeah, especially if you're with your own community, there's very little reason to.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to someone like me who's slightly multilingual and pretty.
How many Melayus come back from England and the accent's still the same?
Apa untuk English? Tapi dia orang tak born kat situ. Dia orang tak dia orang tidak dibred. They were not bred in like the whole like the raised and nurtured with all this. European pop culture, you know?
Dengar semua kamus dwi bahasa.
Yes, I mean it is
di bread. Seperti di lahir
di roti.
Tetapi di
I can't remember. What is the term?
Is it lahir?
No, bread as in like nurtured and like macam Chinese jam payang, you know?
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
My words like escape.
Well, okay, moving forward
today,
from deep bread.
Today, multilingual, like.
He actually, Simi Liu actually tweeted out, I think when they were doing the
because
rituals.
He was deep bread in Canada.
He actually tweeted out, like, I think around the time of Black Panther or whatnot, when Marvel was announcing phase 2 or phase 3, he's like.
Phase 4.
No. This very early on.
Oh, okay.
Very early on, he tweeted out to Marvel going, hey, Marvel, I'm available. And then he got Shang-Chi in phase 4. And it's like, it went back to that tweet, which was like three, four years earlier when he first started doing Kim's Convenience. And it's like, oh, shit. Power of attraction.
So basically,
tweet Marvel.
Hey, yeah. Marvel, I'm available.
Hey, Marvel, I see like a slightly brown-skinned person there. I'm available, along with all the other brown-skinned people in the world.
Who want to be in the Marvel Universe.
But yeah. I was de-bred in UK.
Okay.
This is what happens when you're multilingual de-bred. And your brain cannot catch up with you. Like, you know, like it's at the tip of my tongue. I know this word in another language. Help, Lord, help our souls.
I was de-bred in Birmingham. De-bred de Birmingham. No, I did not go. I'm not from Birmingham.
You're not.
He wasn't de-bred from Birmingham.
Yeah, you were not bred.
I was de-bred like... de-Golders Green. Doesn't sound as good.
Okay,
I'm looking up bread. And I'm spelling it right. Google Translate. English to Malay. Bread. Dibesarkan.
There it is.
Okay,
there
you know what? Because we thought it would be a fancier word. It's like, no, it's not just besar. No, it's de bread.
No.
In fact, I prefer de bread.
Yeah,
to
over
besar.
Yeah.
No, I want to include all that insinuation of, like germination. Like, you know, like a part of me goes like, you know, like,
the bread the house. What?
like, you know, I'm so proficient in English because I was made in the USA.
You were de-bred the USA.
No, I was made in the USA.
I made in the USA.
De-bred the USA. America Shortcut.
No, I made my first plane trip as a fetus.
Well done.
De-bred should be spelled D-apostrophe. Bread.
Oh.
Yes. Oh shit.
That is a name for a Tasca.
That is a t-shirt waiting to happen. Oh, copyright geeks in Malaysia.
De-bred.
No, so that is a name for a kindergarten. Tasca de-bred.
Everyone keeps coming for roti.
But moving on. Okay. So there was another trailer that came out, which was Fast and Furious 9.
Huh?
Fuck, we're going to space.
Oh,
cars are going to space.
I didn't see that, but I'm
because cars can go fast
and Ludacris and Tyree have spacesuits in.
And it's all about family.
Of course it is. It's
and the newest member of the family is John Cena, who apparently, according to Vin Diesel, was a gift sent by Paul Walker.
Huh?
Oh my god. Look at the amount of eye rolling on this man.
In the first piece of weird Vin Diesel news, Vin Diesel believes that Paul Walker sent John Cena to play his brother in Fast 9.
Oh.
Now this is what he says.
He's doing this now.
So he said, "The moment happened in 2 seconds. The idea of John Cena came up. I had a dojo, a shrine, a dom shrine." He has a shrine for his own character. "Where I would go and get into character, get into that dom state of mind. It had all the fast memorabilia, it had weights, and it was a training center to get ready for the movie. He came in one day to meet me, and I gotta tell you, and it sounded crazy at the time, and it probably still sounds crazy. You bet your ass it does, Vin Diesel. I had felt because I like to be in tune, and I had felt that Paul Walker sent him into the shrine, and I didn't question it at all. I didn't question it at all."
I mean,
so you didn't cast John Cena because The Rock called you a bitch, and you were like, "Who else from the WWE acts?"
John Cena.
I mean, technically, everybody in the WWE acts because, you know, it's spoilers, part of their contract. It's actually,
but he wasn't
just
gonna take Romaine because he was in Sean Hobbs. So it's like, okay, who else is there? Hulk Hogan still doing it?
No. Oof. John Cena. So yeah, John Cena was a gift sent by Paul Walker.
No,
John Cena's playing Vin Diesel's brother, by the way, because a mother produced those two. One woman produced those two babies. They were both de-bred separately. But
different daddies?
I don't know, because one is significantly paler than the other.
Different daddies.
And blonder and more blue-eyed.
And
Vin Diesel's character, Dominic Toretto, is supposed to be Italian.
And John Cena is...
So is he like the James Caan of the family?
Maybe. Adopted? I don't know. And in other Vin Diesel news, he's going to star in the adaptation of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Wow.
What?
You see what I mean about...
I mean, maybe... No. You know what? Maybe he's entered the I need to make movies that my children can watch phase of his life. You know what I mean?
He already did that. It's called The Pacifier.
Oh my god, yes. That was when The Tooth Fairy came out as well, right? Which had the same poster.
Well, no, Vin Diesel was the... Wait. No, Vin Diesel was the pacifier.
The Rock was the Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
So, Rock'em Sock'em Robots follows the story of a father, Vin Diesel, and son who form an unlikely bond with an advanced war machine.
I was at the shrine playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and then the spirit of Paul Walker came back. It's like, you know that John Cena idea? Okay, well, listen to this.
Okay, we're going to a slight little segue. Among the two trailers that I sent, one was Shang-Chi, and you're like, wait, what? Why is that? Okay, you know that in 3 a.m. in the morning.
And the other
next one was
Army of the Fucking Dead.
No, was I didn't it? Send that. I sent Love, Death, and Robots.
No,
hence
didn't
the
you
segue.
Send Army? No,
sent that earlier.
Yeah, I thought it was the other trailer. Oh, okay, yeah. Love, Death, and Robots.
Volume 2.
I still haven't seen season 1.
Me neither.
I know.
It's shock and horror.
It is
face.
Not hard to find someone to tell me it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this. But anyway, it's Army of the...
Which looks... Zack Snyder and zombies. Can't go wrong.
I'm like, yeah, like, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a wine and Kai is just...
No, oh, you guys hear it too?
Yeah.
Yes. It's coming from the aircon.
Is it? No, the croc croc.
Yeah. You hear it?
Oh. Oh, maybe we have.
That's constant.
It's coming from next door.
I'm gonna assume so.
We'll find out in this episode of Geeks in Malaysia.
And speaking of Zack Snyder has recently come out to tell us who he actually casted for Green Lantern.
Oh, finally, who?
Wait!
Is he doing the movie?
No,
because
there was
that sequence where Martian Manhunter pops up and, hey, Bruce Wayne.
Oh, potentially a Green Lantern.
That was
pop up
actually
too?
Shot to be Green Lantern.
Right.
And then Warner Brothers said, don't. So it's like, what if I skip it with Martian Manhunter? Okay, lo. Just don't know Green Lantern because we want to do a show that we've been planning for years, but we keep changing
always
our mind.
Fail.
Which is now going to be with JJ, right?
Wait, who's that?
Wayne T. Carr.
Who?
This guy. He was supposed to be John Oliver.
Oh, okay.
John Stewart. No, John.
Sorry, not John Oliver. I know that Green Lantern has a name that sounds like a late night talk show host.
You know, I know you have this intense lens of John Oliver that you thought that I wouldn't watch because he's satire, but okay.
And this is the concept art as him as John Stewart.
How did you go from Green Lantern John Stewart to night host John Stewart to John Oliver, who didn't replace John Stewart?
No, because he was
I don't even be more fucked up. He said, like, yeah, he's going to be the next Green Lantern Trevor Noah. You're like, what?
No, because John Oliver was on The Daily Show. He started off
but he wasn't
Daily
a host.
Show. Yeah, but he was still on The Daily Show.
Mm. It's still wrong.
Mm. I mean, I know you have intense love for the John Olivers.
John Stewart.
Okay.
I would watch anything with Trevor Noah, though.
That is true. Who was also in... What film was he in recently that I watched?
Who? Trevor?
Trevor.
Oh, he's in a movie?
Oh, yeah. Coming to America.
Oh, shit. I still haven't seen that.
Oh, Trevor's on Coming to America.
Yeah. As
as an African?
No, on an interview show.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's basically playing himself, African. Oh. And his African accent is a lot more.
Oh, okay.
I wonder which accent he's going to use. Kosa? Maybe.
Yeah.
Afrikaans?
Next.
I can't do it and say it at the same time.
It's that considered offensive?
I'm trying to say it.
We're trying to say it the way it's supposed to. I don't think it's offensive.
Tough,
you're trying.
Like, I can make the click sound and then say the rest. But you're supposed to like click it and say it. It's tough.
So it's a what? Ksa?
But it's a ksa. Ksa. Fuck me. Because he says
hey, Trevor, hit us up.
He obviously says it so naturally.
Yes.
Because he's used to it, right?
But I'm like, ooh, that's tough.
Now, another piece of news that came out, which I'm sure Kai has a lot to say about, is Dominic Purcell.
Oh my.
Who went, fuck you, Warner Brothers, and immediately went, actually,
okay.
No.
Okay. Are we going to read that in Australian accent?
Like, because to me, it was all a case of accents, because I think, even, like, you know, people forget over time because he's been playing Rory, and Rory is this gruff. My God, y'all post a lot of shit.
In our group chat.
Where's the link? How far back was... Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to say what it was?
So, first off, Dominic Purcell was on his last day of shooting. And...
Legends of Tomorrow, the DC
Legends
show.
Of Tomorrow. To me, the best CW DC show.
Pretty much.
Right?
Kind of.
So, now, when he posted this, I think everyone imagined it sounding like Rory from... Mick from Legends of Tomorrow. So, it'd have been... Deal isn't done. I have no interest. Whatever cash they throw on the corporate level. I'm walking away from CW Legends of Tomorrow. It's been a total pleasure and a humbling experience bringing DC Comics' iconic character Heatwave to life. I smashed this character. Not an actor in the world could have done better. Fact, such a funny cunt. Time to move on and see how shit unfolds. Kids need education. They're a number. Teach them to not rely on loyalty from the studio.
Oh, this is when he adds Katie Lutz.
The studio does not care. The actor's work, ethic, and talent must give them the confidence to question authority. Much love to all. It's not lost on me how very fortunate I am. So people thought, wow!
Actually, now that you're reading it out, I'm like, it actually is not very offensive. Like,
but that's the media picked it up and went, oh,
he's got
beef. Talks shit!
He's got beef! And then he posted another post. Where he's basically saying, what?
Chill.
Oh, shit. Did he delete that one, too?
No.
I'm still loading it. Oh, come on. No, don't ruin my flow.
No. But
couldn't
you need
load
to...
media?
No. But you
Whoa.
Need to... You need to...
Fuck you, internet.
But you need to... You need to read an Australian accent.
Oh, no.
Wait. I have an order to this. Oh. I'm still trying to open up
Oh,
his...
no. He deleted it.
Fuck. That's a shame because, okay, there's half of it on the WhatsApp. Where it started with, God, would everyone chill the fuck out? Why are people losing their mind? And basically, his entire excuse to what he posted was, I'm Australian.
Okay.
That's this how is, we... T- oh, you found...
That's the what he wrote.
Oh, they fucking added it.
Yeah.
So imagine still, even if it is in Mick Rory's voice, God, would everyone chill the fuck out? Why are people losing their mind because I'm leaving the show? Yes, my tone was heavy straight to the point. It's who I am. Do I have a beef with the studio? No. It cuts out, though, the word that he said. It's who I am. I'm Australian.
You know, not like Hugh Jackman.
So if you look back at the original post, and if you imagine it in Australian,
And if you haven't, if you know any Australians in your life,
deal isn't done. I have no interest. Whatever cash they throw on the corporate level, I'm walking. It's been a total pleasure. Not an actor in the world could have done better. Fact, such a funny cunt. You
know? Look, when he says something like, you know, he's such a funny cunt.
He was fucking around.
Yeah.
But he was saying goodbye in the way that Australians do.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, he's being so offensive. He wasn't being offensive. He was being Australian.
But that doesn't
Kangaroo
mean,
Jack.
But that doesn't mean he... Oh my God, Kangaroo Jack. Such a bad film. But that doesn't mean he's leaving the show. He will he will appear periodically. Yes. It's like guest appearance and shit.
Much like, what's his name? The other guy from Prison Break. Who played Leonard Snarr.
Wentworth Miller.
Okay. Yeah.
Who really made a choice with the character.
Really?
And he... I honestly thought that after like the first episode of him in the Flash,
he would drop it.
Oh, he doubled down on that voice.
No. I mean he and Dominic Purcell committed to their choices.
Of course,
they committed so hard.
I don't care what I sound like. This is my character.
I love it.
But yes. So next time when you hear someone seemingly being very forceful, maybe they're not being forceful.
Context.
Maybe they're speaking Australian.
Context. You need to find the context within these conversations. I don't think we...
Yes. People... In Australia, cunt is a term of affection.
Yes.
More so than in England.
Yeah. Ah, you fucking cunt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a gorgeous cunt, are you?
Okay, no, stop it. I mean, is it a term of affection in the UK?
Yeah
it is.
There was a great interview, I think it was... what do you call it? John Oliver with, what's that other guy? Russell Howard.
Oh, yeah.
So John Oliver came back to the UK, and because he's American now, and he told a story about how trying to get the kid who's been born American used to London. So a guy opened the door for him, the baby's in the front, like, oh, that's a cute cunt. Cute little cunt. Like, yeah, that's a term of affection.
Yep.
But now that baby is going to go to America.
Hey, you're a cute cunt.
No.
And moving on to other DC news, The Flash has begun production, first day.
They have a logo.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller has a logo.
And
still not.
It has been confirmed that Michael Keaton's Batman is in the film. Because at one point, Michael Keaton came out and said, no, I haven't heard anything. To which we're like...
NDA.
Yeah. And now it's officially confirmed that Keaton will be there. Still up in the air if Batfleck is returning. Yes. But not confirmed, yes.
Did you hear about the other Batman rumor?
Which one?
That they were going to do Batman Beyond with Christian Bale as old Bruce Wayne.
No, I didn't hear this one. But like, why? Keaton's there. Give us the fucking Keaton
you
Batman
know what?
Beyond.
If they do Batman Beyond, give Clooney another chance.
Fuck off.
No, serious. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm.
You look really, like, seriously upset.
No, this is like me thinking,
I'm sorry I called you a sweet cunt.
Really,
you're not
awkward.
Sure how to react to that.
It's really awkward because you're like my brother, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I said in an American accent too.
I know.
Oh, you're a gorgeous cat. Still doesn't. Yeah. No.
Does your wife listen to this? I don't think you. Does
no,
your
she
wa-
doesn't.
Okay, thank
but
God.
Either way, like, yeah, shit.
No.
I can't use cunt on you.
Stop. At this point, we need to stop.
But it was how I was debred.
Oh, God. And moving swiftly along from...
I call you a wanker, and it's...
Wanker's fine.
Wanker's fine,
cunt,
you know?
Seems... I don't know.
I think it's partially because we're a bit Americanized.
Yeah, that's where I was debutted.
So this episode's going to be called Butter and Bread?
No, it's just going to be called Geek News.
And moving on with news, Marvel news.
No. So my forward brow, my intense forward brow was like thinking like, wait, who, like, no, because Christian Bale.
Oh, for Batman?
Yeah. Cause,
I'm
like,
telling you, George Clooney.
Batman Beyond is something that's strangely
old
quite close to my heart.
Mm. Or you just get Clint Eastwood.
No, or get Val Kilmer.
No, Clint Eastwood is Dark Knight.
Very,
yeah. But he's like 98 now, isn't
he?
Yeah,
but you could do Dark Knight Rises.
Actually, no, for Batman Beyond, like, he's too old for Dark Knight now. But for Batman Beyond, like, the walking cane would be helpful. Did you see the trailer for The Mule? I was like, how are you still standing?
That is true.
I'm sure you could still, like, spit a log with an axe.
Oh, you know, even at this age, if he growled, I'd still be scared.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like...
He just has to look at you.
Exactly like Tony Leo.
Yeah.
Tony Leung, he doesn't even have to do it. Sorry, I love Tony Leung. Who doesn't love Tony Leung? I mean, we as know. Asian people.
Yes. Isn't it fucked up when Tony Leung was the Mandarin with long hair? You're like, there's Shang Tsung.
What?
There's Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, Mortal Kombat's beneath me.
Fuck Tony, hit us up.
I was in 2046. What is this bullshit?
So yeah, moving on with Marvel news. Mm. Alfred Molina has officially really fucking confirmed I am playing Doc Ock.
Yay!
Yeah, apparently it starts at the end of Spider-Man 2.
Which is going to be interesting because I'm like, and they're going to de-age Alfred Molina. I don't know whether the whole film or just particular scenes, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah. And
I was actually, because
wait,
Endgame,
I don't understand. Wait, what?
Because Molina's older than when he shot Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to happen right after Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
Who is the Spider-Man?
Tom Holland's still Spider-Man.
But apparently
he's in the Spideyverse now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now this is going to be this multiverse-y thing.
Tobey Maguire's there, and then somebody's going to be like, hey, hello, you're much taller than me, and you don't look like a high schooler. This is curious.
And then he's going to start dancing.
No, and there's a whole, like Tobey Maguire baggage now. And I'm like, oh.
We'll see.
Increasingly now, we need to, separate the actor from the character. Yeah. Increasingly.
Because, it would be nice to see Tobey put on the suit again.
I was rewatching Endgame again. Not really watching it, because to me, I was like, this is a good 3-hour background movie.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because it's very pretty. Right, and I know the whole story, but at a certain point when Hulk met Grandmaster Wizard,
the chosen one.
Sorceress, the Sorcerer Supreme.
The Sorcerer Supreme.
What the fuck was she called? The
Grandmaster Tilda Swinton.
Yes. When Mark Ruffalo met Tilda Swinton, which sounds like a rom com that hasn't happened,
it really should have. Yeah.
So when Mark Ruffalo met Tilda Swinton. And she was explaining the branching of the multiverse and everything would be fucked up. I don't know why, but at that moment, I was like, wait a minute. So that means Spider-Man, Doc Strange, all of these things. And I started putting together what the whole new slate of movies was. And I was like, why am I so slow?
There's also
There's a new rumor
that Captain America might have messed with the timeline.
I was thinking about that as well because I was like, whilst watching it, Tilda Swinton's character says, if you take you don't screw up your own timeline, but you screwed up the timelines of all these timelines that you took these things from.
Yeah.
And but the shit that they did in those timelines, when you rewatch it a third, fourth time, you're like, wait, so after they leave, this universe's Captain America has to deal with this. This universe,
but they give it back.
No, not the stone, right? Everything else. For example.
Oh, they have to deal with Loki popping out.
Just Loki popping out. So Loki's popped out. So for Thor, it's this is fucked up. His whole storyline's all fucked up. You have Captain America, who all of Hydra now think is with Hydra.
Yes.
And he has no idea because he hasn't experienced Winter Soldier yet. So he's going to be confused as fuck. And, Frank Grillo's going to be like, hey, Cap. I'm like, what?
The fuck's going on?
Why are they inviting me for beer this time? What do they know? So, if you think about, if you rewatch it and look at all the places they went, they kind of screwed shit up. I don't think the Guardians will ever meet. Think about it. They went, knocked out Star-Lord, and then Thanos from that era when Guardians of the Galaxy were about to begin jumped to the future to try and get the gauntlet. So in the meantime, Star-Lord is just there, knocked out, didn't manage to get the ball. If he didn't get the ball, he didn't manage to go to that other planet where he would have met Gamora and Groot and Rocket, and then they wouldn't have gone to jail where they would have met Drax. So the Guardians would never exist.
It's sort of this butterfly effect.
Yeah, even if they return the stones, there are a whole bunch of completely different... And then I started thinking about, wait, what happens in those timelines?
No, but yeah,
because even Tilda Swinton was like she had this...
You've messed with things that you have no idea.
No, she had this thing about did she make a mistake by choosing Strange?
Mm.
So now I'm like, so in this timeline, what? She's never going to pick Strange? She's gonna stick around.
So basically, what you have is there's a prime and then there's a branch.
There's a whole. How many stones are there? Five, six stones.
Wait.
5, 6.
1, 2, 3.
Everybody clenches their hands and five, I think five
stones. So I say about five stones, right? So yeah. There's five different timelines that have gone completely different. And Loki is in the middle of all of it.
Which is why,
especially that Loki's because completely different.
Now we've got the Loki trailer, which shows they're in this sort of time travel police thing.
Yeah, that one I saw.
Yeah, like so in it's Thor, like,
for example, he went, you know, he fucked with Darkworld's storyline. So
yeah, yeah.
Does Darkworld still happen? And if it doesn't, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be happy. But still, like, that changes shit.
Okay, I'm gonna mark this episode so that in like a year, 2 years time, when we get the whole of Phase 4, when Multiverse of Madness happens, we'll come back to this and see whether your theory was true.
I'm just thinking, like, that's what they're all going to go to. Like basically, by saving the world, they've just fucked with a lot of people's lives.
But that doesn't affect their timeline because...
No, their timeline's fine.
Yeah, their timeline is fine, but they've messed with other timelines.
Yeah. But then those timelines have powers to go into other timelines.
Yeah, so it's this whole Prime doing shit to fuck up other timelines. And it's just like...
So it's more complicated than Back to the Future 2.
It really of is. Course, yeah. It really is a multiverse of madness.
There you go.
And speaking of Marvel, speaking
of multiverse of madness, because as directed by Sam Raimi,
I'd
just like to say over here, please, Darkman is on Netflix. Watch it.
With Liam Neeson.
Yeah. I'm like,
Liam Neeson pre-famous when he was doing Sam Raimi acting.
No, yeah, I'm
I
like,
want that pink elephant.
I added it onto my list, and I'm just really trepidatious to watch it. Like,
it's fun.
Okay, it's fun. It's fun. Watch Liam Neeson just go bad shit.
It's yeah. Especially because, like, for half the movie, he's got a mask on.
Yeah.
So he's really body acting.
And it's really voice acting. And it's really creepy.
It's creepy.
His costume is really creepy.
But. You know,
I mean, the premise is really
but you can
creepy
see,
too.
You can see, like, the whole, like, the old school, like, it's a bit Phantom.
Yeah.
It's a bit The Shadow. Because he was, originally Sam Raimi was going to do The Shadow.
With Alec Baldwin.
No. I mean, they hadn't cast Alec Baldwin yet.
What was that?
But, just blinds.
Okay.
So then that studio already had The Shadow and they wanted to go a different direction. Mm. But Bruce Campbell auditioned for The Shadow. The two choices were Bruce Campbell or Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Why didn't they go with Bruce?
Yeah.
No, in his biography, it's interesting. He said, like, because that's the furthest he's gone in a Hollywood A-list audition.
Aww.
And he was really glad he didn't get it at the end of the day.
Oh, why?
He realized, like, he doesn't want that world.
Oh.
Because it was, like, as you're going up the audition ladder, you're also being told how much responsibility, you know, leading role in a tentpole studio movie is. And he realized, like, I don't like doing that. I like to do fun shit.
Like The Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's so Bruce Campbell. So I mean, we all... Go.
But yeah,
we know and love.
Kind of Marvel news. Secret Invasion has landed two new actresses in the running at the moment.
What do you mean Secret? Wait, they're doing Secret? What?
Yes, they're doing Secret Invasion TV series with Nick Fury and Ben Mendelsohn. I cannot remember his character's name. But it's going to be Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn. And Olivia Colman is in talks to join. And Emilia
Clarke. As the Queen! And Emilia Clarke?
And Emilia Clarke.
As the Queen Daenerys.
Two queens.
No, I don't understand why they can't both be in the show.
No, it's not that they're not in the show. They're in parts and might be...
Okay, but like...
Two separate characters.
Okay, cool. Because, I mean, their casting is very different.
Two queens. Two queenses. What I said, no. Nobody.
So, the Secret Invasion series centers on Fury and Talos.
They're still around, you know.
On Disney Plus, right?
On Disney Plus. Who first met during the events of Captain
Disney
Marvel.
Disney Plus, when you come into Malaysia, you know, shut up and take my money now. Like, take my money now, please.
Yeah.
Y'all made a movie called Raya. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Malaysia!
Are you introducing Disney Plus on Raya?
Oh. This Raya on Disney Plus. Raya.
Disney Plus.
Disney Champo. Mempersembahkan. Raya.
And
dibawa oleh Prilis Black and Gold Collection. Like, holy shit, Disney needs money.
I was trying to go for a Yusuf Tayub thing, but alright.
No. This is better.
My mom sent me Yusuf Tayub, dude. I came back from the studio. I came back from the studio. I was like, oh, here we go. It's that time of the year.
And also, in last Marvel news, Favreau will be back as Happy Hogan in Spider-Man.
He better.
He better.
No Way Home, Away From Home, Homecoming, whichever one it's called, something home.
Home for the holidays.
Yeah. But Happy Hogan will be back. No, no, no. He's
just Hogan.
He's Happy Hogan.
Aww.
In Chun-Li news, Chun-Li is in geek news this week because both Ryu and Chun-Li now join the Power Rangers.
Huh? What?
They are now Power Rangers in this new game called Battle for the Grid. No, but still.
Fuck it.
Ryu and Chun-Li from Street Fighter will be joining the game as Crimson Hawk Ranger and Blue Phoenix Ranger, respectively.
Okay.
Aku tak paham.
It's okay. You don't
well,
need
that's
to...
pointless news.
But it could be one
a
step...
Power Ranger ordering McDonald's? No? Do Power Rangers hold a special place for you?
No, I'm just... No, I mean, if you... Like, I'm just very conflicted when it comes to the Power Rangers because I also watch the Sentais.
Ah, allegiances.
Yeah.
So do you like it Americans or Japs?
Well, I guess, I think I might like the Jap version more, slightly.
I mean, that's OG, right?
Because it's OG, you know, yeah. Like, they're using the same footage half the
it's
time.
It's a completely different story, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not in high school, right?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no. Most of them are working in, like, they're either in college or, like, working something. Yeah, they are.
One's an
college.
Accountant.
Most of them are college people. Or, yeah,
one's,
and, like,
one's an architect.
And the way, like, the whole, like, the way they try.
One has a bakery called The Bread.
Yeah. No, no, no. Like, the whole, because, yeah, so, and it just perfectly illustrates, like, cultures take, our different cultures takes on death. Like, the whole Green Ranger arc from OG, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, uh-huh. They totally adapted, like differently into, like, the American one. Mm. But then, like, yeah, because people die in Asian media, people die.
People
like,
die
we,
a lot.
We have an okay acceptance of death, but, like, America is just so, like...
it very early on.
Yeah, like, yeah, and America and absolutely shuns it. So then that's what, like,
his storyline is, like, really weird.
That's, like... There's an article I remember reading where, because when they started bringing Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball to America,
yeah,
like Sailor Moon, they had issues with the nudity, apparent nudity, and it's like
when they change,
there's no nipples. Why are you sexualizing this? But the other one, the Dragon Ball, apparently the tough thing to get through, like for the senses to understand, like, and I think it's only the adults who couldn't get it because kids just accept
shit. Yeah.
They couldn't accept that these two have been fighting for 3 episodes and now they're friends?
Oh, that thing. Because if you fight, you need to be enemies.
Yeah.
What?
Because to them, it's like, so he's not a bad guy. He's a bad guy for this many seasons, but then he becomes good. But they've been fighting. Like
character growth.
No such thing.
They couldn't understand that for a cartoon.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, like...
Which
I
to
mean,
me, I'm like, look, the kids don't give a fuck. It's a good lesson, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just because you're fighting doesn't mean you have to be enemies all
the
time.
Yeah, like
it's honorable and shit.
Mm.
You fight with honor. Honor.
Yeah, so it's like because I'm just right now I'm just finishing up a book by Darren Brown on my Audible.
Darren Brown.
Audible, give us
one
a call.
Of the few podcasts that isn't sponsored by Audible.com.
But if you'd like to, hit us up at Geeks of Malaysia.
Okay, enough. We're giving too much airtime. I mean, but yes, if you'd like to, just hit
Geeks of Malaysia at gmail.com.
Yeah. So I'm finishing like Darren Brown's book, Happy. I mean, it's an old book. You know Darren Brown, right? The illusionist, the hypnotist, whatever he's.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Mentalist?
The Mentalist, yes.
And Sleep.
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Not around the eyes. Not around the eyes. Look at my eyes.
No, he doesn't.
And you're not there.
But he does, and he doesn't. So he's like, he's talking about like how like, I mean, he doesn't talk about the Eastern view and Western view about it. So he's coming all from like the Western view because I mean he's from the West, and like this whole like conception like death is so scary. But like, I don't know about you, but like, is death very scary to like Asian? I don't feel like death is that scary to Asian.
To me,
people.
No, death is scary, but. It's also, okay, here's the thing. As Asians, we're taught death very early on.
Huh.
But like, even just think about it. Like, even not even a human death. Like, at some point, if you're Asian and you're growing up, at some point, if you're not holding the chicken, you're watching its head being cut off.
Mm. Mm.
Even in Chinese families.
We know
you
where
know.
Our food comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember Eddie used to tell me stories with grandmother grabbing a huge fish and then whacking it on the cement to kill it.
Mm.
right? Because then the brain, the juicer is very good or something. I don't know.
Grandma, actually, not, but yeah. I'm not going to go into Kijimi right now.
Grandma had ideas. Yeah. You know, old times, yeah.
So, yeah, my mom grew up in a farm, like in a slightly a home, small hold, now called small holding setting, and she had chickens.
I think it's only the current generation that's
been
seeing less of it.
Sheltered,
if they don't have
a
kampung, they probably won't see it.
Yeah.
Unless you go to wet market, which again
is also very sanitized. Which is,
but it's like, also where the mom would go, not them.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they will go to BIG.
Yeah.
Where it's already prepackaged. So yeah, death is... for Westerners, it's like the thing to fear.
And I think also for us as well, like, I mean, Chinese traditions, we have Qingming.
Mm. Yes, and Hungry Ghost Festival as well.
Hungry Ghost Festival. Yeah. Malay people, like during Raya, they visit the graves of their loved ones on the first day of Raya.
But apart from a religious aspect, though, there is the cultural thing of like, you cry it out and then chin up. They're in a better place. Mm. Continue.
Mm.
You know? So
I mean, they have that in the Western, like, you know, like...
Different, yeah, but like, it's... That's the thing, because you have to look at. It was interesting. I was listening to a Talib Kweli podcast where they were talking about how it was him with the House of Pain guy, Everlast, and how like being white isn't a culture, being Irish is a culture. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So like so in Irish culture, for example, there's the way of understanding death with the wake, and you know, an Irish wake is very different from a regular wake.
I want to go to an Irish wake.
Like, Italians have a different aspect of death.
Yes.
You know, the Dutch, and et cetera, et cetera. Americans in general, death is to be feared. The Grim Reaper!
Yeah, they insulate their young from the idea of death at a very, very young, for the longest
possible time. Maybe it's to teach them that
time.
Guns kill you, and that's a bad thing.
No, but I mean, no, they insulate death from them. Like, that's true. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
when a pet dies, it's like, oh, we sent it to a farm. Like, pet fucking died.
No, like for us, your pet died. Let's bury it.
Yeah. You bury it.
Yeah.
You
looked after it. It's your responsibility.
No, that's true. Like, I've been digging graves for cats since I was 6.
I've been digging graves for my hamsters.
That's a smaller grave. That's a bit easier.
Oh, no, I'm wondering, like, because I had a pet, I had a German Spitz that, like, Kononya ran away. I'm like, I wonder if he died.
Let's not think about that.
No, it's fine, because my parents just got me 2 dogs after that, but...
Wow. Okay, but moving on. Okay, I had some...
Death!
Bruce Campbell news. Speaking of death...
And also, that was serious pretty fast.
No. Bruce Campbell's not dead.
Fuck me.
No, because Evil Dead, Bruce Campbell. Apparently, he tweeted recently about why he was so ripped in the Army of Darkness poster.
Oh, yeah. That poster was weird.
He said this. Yeah, producer Dino De Laurentiis had his hands all over that. It's the foreign poster. He knew that Schwarzenegger sold overseas, so he made me look like Arnold. It's very silly.
Oh, you should see look up the Japanese poster for Army of Darkness. It's awesome. It's so awesome. I would love a print of the Japanese poster for Army of Darkness.
I love it.
Japanese Army of Darkness.
I mean, Japanese anything. I
Japanese
love it.
Imperial Army. That's not what I want. Whoa. So
going too way back in history.
Poster. Maybe I should put that out. It suddenly gives me the army poster. Yep. Oh, this one. Is it?
I love it. Oh my god, yeah, I love
it. Soup.
You have to love retro Japanese posters.
Bruce Campbell Soup.
Oh my god, really?
Bruce Campbell. Isn't that copyrighted?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell Soup. Go look up the Japanese poster for Army of Darkness.
And if anyone wants to be nice, if you have that poster and want to give it to us, we will gladly put it up.
Moon.
Moon.
What?
Jesus. Moon.
I used to love, though, I remember this old website where, back when it was websites and not social media accounts that you followed, this website of just Hollywood celebrities in Japanese ads. Oh, it's brilliant. And fucking Schwarzenegger's ones were always great. Tommy Lee Jones' ones were weird.
Oh, no, but he was beloved as the Wonder Coffee Man. Yeah, Wonder he was loved. Coffee? Like
in Malaysia, we have, what's that dude with the mustache that's in every Wonder Coffee commercial?
Ayman?
Yeah. Eh, no?
No.
Oh, no, Ayman. Oh, shit, Ayman was in a bunch too.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. A lot of our friends were in the Wonder Coffee commercial.
So... I'm sorry, I love my friends in Malaysia. We've gone from Tommy Lee Jones
So what? We need Jaladin Hassan as the Wonder Coffee guy?
Yes.
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 No, because he's already pimping out some other coffee.
No, he's pimping out cat food.
He's pimping out a lot of shit.
Okay.
So but you need to get Jaladin Hassan on a product that he hasn't pimped yet.
No. We need to get Bron on this.
Wonder Coffee?
Good one. No, do you know that he's so beloved that when the Japan switched eras, when the Edo era ended and the new era started, they actually gave a farewell to Tommy Lee Jones's. It's a 3-minute video tribute. Wait,
Edo?
Is it Edo?
I'm sorry, the Edo was like
wait, which
before
was
World War One?
No, what was
what was Tommy the Lee Jones? Okay. Has stayed with us since 1900.
That was before he was born.
Okay, then tell me
what... Edo is still when, like, the samurai had just finished.
I'm sorry, I don't know when the Japanese history or shit, but...
I don't even know it, but I'm going, like...
Okay, then what was... Kitchen? No, I don't. What's the era that just ended? Because there was an era that just
ended. The 90s.
Ended. Not the fucking... Anyway, there was a Japanese era that ended, and it ended with Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is the end of an era in Japanese history.
We're still within the Reformation. I don't think an era has ended.
Are you sure you're not talking about the era of Wonder Coffee?
Yeah, or like the handing of the reins of Wonder Coffee from one CEO to another. I'm like, because an era is a big thing.
Here it is. Yeah, okay. We were in the H-E-I-S-E-I era. I don't know how you pronounce that. That was from 19...
No, you pronounce it the way you pronounce Malay. I'm serious.
How would I pronounce this in Malay?
In Malay? No, just read it in Malay. Just read it.
Hesi.
I don't understand.
I don't know what's happening.
Hesi. Hesi.
Okay, it just sounds weird.
Look, it's all about the Hesi, Shisei bullshit.
Yeah. No, okay. For all Malaysians, okay, actually sebenarnya reading Romaji like Japanese is senang je. Kau baca macam bahasa Melayu. I'm serious, guys.
I'm sorry. Who cares?
I care.
Tommy Lee Jones was a thing, and then when he stopped being a thing, they said goodbye.
Yes. Okay.
You want to blame him for getting facts wrong? He gets English wrong.
Okay, it was the Heisei era, now we're in the Reiwai era, which is 2019, which is when Tommy Lee Jones went bye-bye as Wonder. And there was a whole tribute vision to Tommy Lee Jones as Wonder. I don't even know how this got... How did I get to Tommy Lee Jones as Wonder? Know. How did we get to this?
You know, we fucked up. You find out these words just mean decades.
No, they don't.
Florida Man. There's a game about Florida Man. That's my next piece of news. Yes, there's a card game now called Florida Man from Jacked Games, where in this game, players will have to figure out which newspaper headlines are real and which are false. With a name like Florida Man, I'm sure there are a ton of crazy headlines.
Yeah,
the game is designed for 2 to 10 players ages 17 or above with an estimated play time of about 15 minutes.
It's like what, the Humanity game?
But with Florida Man.
With Florida Man.
So you market it different.
Florida Man. Can you tell which outrageous story is made up? Bet you can't. Because Florida Man. Nick Offerman has joined the Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee Sex Tape Limited series at Hulu.
What? What? Wait, what?
That was
Did you not
pretty,
read that so fast?
That was a very strong segue. Wait,
oh, you went out.
I'm sorry. I was ragging on people trying to read Romaji, but like, okay, calm down. You like.
No, this is exactly what he said.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Nick Offerman joins Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee Sex Tape Limited series
called Pam and Tommy.
There is a Hulu show which is called Pam and Tommy.
Hulu
about their sex tape.
Wait, who's plays Pam and Tommy?
I don't know whether they've casted that yet, but maybe Nick Offerman.
Sebastian Stan is Tommy.
Are you serious?
And Lily James is Pamela Anderson. Sebastian Stan is Tommy Lee.
Bucky?
I want to see that.
Bucky?
I want to see this.
Well, they put the tattoos on him?
I guess
I'm
so.
Sure they will.
Oh, guess who's executive producing? Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm watching this. Is it Pam and Tommy?
Yeah, Pam and Tommy.
No, it's like from utter disbelief to like incredulousness.
I gotta tell Eva about this.
And then tiba-tiba you say Seth Rogen and the entire room just relaxes and go like,
okay, now it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
And we all know the beloved...
I thought they took the sex tape, cut it up into like 6 episodes, and then Nick Offerman's there like... And here we see Tommy entering Pamela. It's kind of boring.
It's like a David Attenborough documentary.
That is the one sex tape where a lot of guys who saw that sex tape, they were just like, wow, Tommy is well endowed. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, guys stopped looking at Pamela.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Tommy Lee's reputation is upheld.
Now, speaking of big things, we all love the beloved film Big, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you know?
You haven't seen Big, have you?
I can't remember.
Have you watched much of Tom Hanks's serious Uber?
Look, I know of Big. I've seen bits of Big. It's fine. You can talk about Big.
I've seen bits of Big.
That's what she said.
Do you know who was originally up for the role in Big?
James Caan.
Robert De Niro. It's recently been revealed that Robert De Niro was originally up for the role. Yep.
Godfather 2 Taxi Driver era Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro was originally supposed to star in the film as Josh Baskin.
That's really weird. I'm sorry, but that's just really incongruous.
You turned me big. What's the matter with you?
So Robert De Niro was actually cast in the role of Josh in the movie Big. It fell apart because he had a scheduling conflict, and then they went to Tom Hanks.
That's why it fell apart?
It was like a totally different movie in my brain with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Perkins talking.
Oh, but Tom Hanks, that made him.
Yeah.
That movie made
him. Big was his big ticket.
It unfortunately made him typecast as a man-child for a while.
Really? Yeah, that's true. Like the burbs and stuff like that.
Because pre-Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, he was only considered a comedian.
And he was always in those romantic comedies. Yeah. That's Joe versus the Volcano, until he got Sleepless in Seattle. Was Sleepless in Seattle before or after Philadelphia?
Still before.
But that one sort of cemented him in romantic comedy sort of.
It's like Tom and Megan, right?
Yeah.
So it was like a big deal in Philadelphia. It's like, wait, he's playing a man with AIDS?
Mm.
Yeah.
So, compared
to Joe versus the Volcano, where it literally was him versus a volcano.
Yes, that's what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Elizabeth Perkins talked about it recently, about her audition with De Niro for the role. And he said this, he was more moody.
you don't
it was,
say.
It was more of a little more of a horror movie. Robert De Niro wandering around the streets of New York. What Tom Hanks brought to it was so much light.
I cannot imagine a movie with Robert De Niro.
I'm just imagining Robert De Niro doing that sequence in the toy store with the keyboard.
If it's De Niro, he'd be telling Robert Loggia, no, again, we got to get it right.
I cannot imagine De Niro in
that era as well, like his heavy method acting. He'd be like De Niro hanging out at kindergartens with kids trying to understand them.
Was this Deer Hunter era?
Yeah. 80s. Yeah. Early 80s. As opposed to Tom Hanks, who was just fun.
Yes.
Okay, there's one bit. All right, Big. It's New York in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got a job as an entry-level executive.
Mm-hmm.
He's renting an entire floor studio apartment. Do we call bullshit on this?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Entire floor. The lift is right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. In...
No furniture, except for a bunk bed.
Because, kid. No, but my thought is, in the pitch meeting, they're like, okay, we're going to do a film. It's about this kid who goes to a machine and then wakes up the next morning and he's like an adult. Who do we cast for this? Robert fucking De Niro.
Maybe they're thinking like, yeah, it'll be an examination of child versus man and the da-da-da and the psychological blah, blah. And then they got Tom Hanks like, oh, I get it. This is supposed to be fun.
It's Shazam pre-Shazam.
Yes, it is Shazam pre-Shazam.
Yeah.
Okay? I was like, wow, she's taking an awfully long time to digest that oolong tea.
I'm in a very contemplative mood. Because that's reminding me right now of the Jennifer Garner show.
Oh, 13 going on 30.
Yeah, you know what
Which
I mean?
Which is that, big.
It's like a spiritual successor.
Big is... Fucking Freaky Friday.
Yeah, it spawned a lot of films after that.
Freaky Friday was the body swap. Well, it's kind of a body swap.
Freaky Friday came from Vice Versa. if you remember that film, Judge Reinhold and Ben Savage. Fred Savage.
No, but Freaky Friday existed before that in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
there was already
okay.
a Freaky Friday from way back when. Yeah.
So that sort of formula has been translated over and over and over again. Mm. The most recent iteration being the Vince Vaughn Freaky. I still gotta watch that,
it's
though.
It's a body swap, except a high school girl and a serial killer
swap
have
bodies.
Body swapped. So the high school girl's in Vince Vaughn. And the serial killer is a high school girl.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah,
comedy
it's a dark comedy horror. Yeah, it's meant to be exactly that.
I'm looking forward to watch it because...
It's actually slightly intriguing because it pushes...
No, the trailer actually looks
what
pretty
is it
dope.
Called?
Freaky. It's literally called Freaky. It's Blumhouse, right?
I think it's Blumhouse.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it's Blumhouse. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Vince Vaughn has been on a very serious tip recently, so it's nice to see him lighten up again.
Yeah, playing a, you know, high school girl.
I will still say, though, he's the best thing in True Detective Season 2.
I have not seen True Detective Season 2.
Oh, he steals the show. He's the only reason to watch it.
Okay, good.
Because...
Vince Ford is an underrated actor, to
be honest.
Yes, he
is. Immensely. Mm. Yeah, I just wish he didn't do Psycho.
Now, recently, a few days ago, somebody celebrated a birthday, which is...
I was wondering whether you would bring it up. Of course you would, right? Like,
David Tennant's 50 years old now.
I know. I can't believe he's 50. My God.
Yeah, and apparently
he
this piece
such
of...
such a fanboy.
This piece of news came out that apparently he has been pretending to be his PA so he can get out of going to events.
I love it. I love it.
David Tennant has admitted he faked a personal assistant so he didn't have to go to events. And honestly, we can all relate. wait, I want to see if there's any... He said, for several years, I needed a PA, but I didn't have a PA. So I created a PA and gave her this preposterous name of Melissa von Stressel. Tennant revealed that Stressel, who only ever existed in the digital world, was there as a buffer to have awkward conversations I didn't want to have.
No, but how did he have that conversation? Obviously not on the phone.
No,
obviously
it's virtual. So emails and shit.
Yeah.
Melissa von Stressel took some of the stress. The clue was in the name. Von Stressel. People would come to ask me if I would do an inspirational talk. Would I come to open at a fete? I found it very difficult to say no to anyone. It was a way of communicating with people who wanted me to do things I didn't want to do. Going to do's, giving speeches, all that stuff. I have a terribly privileged life. So there's a feeling that you should spend every waking minute opening fetes, writing forwards to books, or giving 10-minute inspirational talks. I didn't know where to begin. I just pretend to be people on television.
Oh,
see, people think that the faking the PA thing is for when you haven't made it. Nope.
No.
It's when you made it too.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to hire us a fake PA.
Yes.
So if you start getting emails from this PA, you know what's happening.
Yes, his name is Kymelia Baharentian.
No, the whole point of having a fake PA is that people don't know there's a fake PA.
Well, only listeners will know this. Kymelik Bashirian will email you soon.
I think we should just keep that up for any like correspondences. It should be from Kymelik Bashirian.
It's like, who am I talking to? You're talking to Kymelik Bashirian.
I think people overseas are just going to assume it's an Asian name.
Yeah.
Kymelik. How have we not done that? Fuck.
You can call me Mel.
But yeah, that's all the news that I have.
Oh, I mean, I have a bit of slightly sad news.
Why?
No, just... Damien Lewis.
Oh, what's happened with Damien? Oh,
his wife,
oh, yes.
Helen McCrory.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
McCrory.
I mean, brilliant
has
actress.
Passed away. Yeah, I know. Yes. Cancer. I mean, like, and she was only, what, 50 also? 50 something.
Yeah. And young. And I mean, she was in Doctor Who.
She was in a lot of things.
Vampires in Venice.
But yes. She's talking about Harry Potter. I guess that's the one that everyone remembers her from.
But I mean, not to say anything bad about her passing, but I feel like every time a British actor dies, I'm like, yeah, they were in Doctor Who. It feels like every British actor
was
in Doctor Who.
Because you were obsessed with Doctor Who.
No, because it is fact. They were in Doctor Who, and they were also in EastEnders.
I mean, it's like the US version of like Law and Order.
Yeah, exactly.
And like,
you can't be a New York actor and not be on
Law and
Order.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, wow. You suck.
Even so much, she was going like, I'm a bit too big to be on Law and Order now. She's like, I want to be on...
Now she's on New Amsterdam.
Yeah, I know. Is she a regular? I don't think so. I need to watch that episode.
I don't watch New Amsterdam.
Yeah. No, but I mean, yeah, I...
Does the Counting Crows song come on?
In what?
I don't know.
New Amsterdam.
I haven't watched it. I wouldn't know.
I didn't.
I'm just curious why it's called that.
Because it's set in New Amsterdam.
No, it's just a new hospital. It's, you need a hospital
it's not
name.
Even in Amsterdam.
It's, yeah, it's in
no,
New
it's
York.
New Amsterdam.
What?
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 Is he staring at a yellow-haired girl?
No.
Does Mr. Jones start a conversation?
No.
About a black-haired flamenco dancing?
What's going on?
You know, she dances while her father plays guitar. It's suddenly beautiful. Look, we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful.
You done?
Look, so come dance this class.
But yes,
fair use.
That's fair use, but Beatles isn't. But yes, great legend has passed away. So.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that's. I think that's all the pieces of news apart from local news. I think local news we only know of one bald head Malay
not,
rapper.
Let's not go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's about it.
Joe Flizzo, we're coming. Wow, Joe Flizzo is right there on your window. Oh,
I miss Too Fat,
and he's just
Too Fat.
Dude's just heavy on the meth. Freak to the beat.
If you haven't heard about this, you just go. Just Google Joe Flizzo. The news is the first thing you'll see.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Okay, so I guess you know it's with that, shall we call it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So with my name is Amelia Chan.
I am Nick Dorian,
and I'm Kyle Mbaha.
I have no idea how we got this descended this far into the thing. I think it's just been a long day.
Dip bread.
Again.
And welcome to a Geeks in Malaysia advertisement.
Yes.
Because we need to make money.
And on top of being an advertisement, it's more than that, it's a giveaway!
We're giving you shit because that is the way to get subscribers on the YouTubes. I don't know why I said it. I have
no idea where that voice came from.
And the algorithm.
Yes, but we are giving away a brand new Studio 12.
Yes, it's brand new Studio 12 Bluetooth headphones. We still have not stuck these in our ears.
Yep.
The plastic is still on.
There's
on
one
right?
That's here.
Yes.
And it pops out just like this.
Yes. There you go.
And it's really good quality. It's you have 35 hours of charge time with this, with 7 hours per use. So that's... That's how many episodes? About 7 episodes of podcasting.
Yes, yep. It has a graphene driver.
Yes, which provides extra crisp quality sound.
And Bluetooth 5.0.
Which gives you good, perfect quality connection.
And four different sizes of ear tips.
Yes, as well as colors. There's black, there's white, there's pink, there's a graphite one, which
you
actually looks really nice.
You mean the whole Wonderland?
Yeah.
Oh, not the ear tips.
But
we're giving away the black Studio 12.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, which Studio has generously donated to us to give away to one of you.
I mean, given us to give away.
Yes.
They donated. You know what
so
I mean.
If you would like to win one of these, head to our YouTube channel, subscribe, like our latest video, and don't forget also to like the Instagram page for Studio, which is Studio... just Studio. Yeah, go like their page. Latest video on YouTube, put the hashtag GIM giveaway, G-I-M giveaway, and we will choose one winner.
Yes, sir.
And the competition begins this Friday, which is the 23rd of April, and it runs for one whole week. More information will be on our Instagram, so make sure you go to our Instagram to find out more information about this giveaway and how you can win it. And unfortunately, this is only applicable to Malaysia citizens, both East and West.
Because we can't afford postage any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there you go. Go enter yourself to this giveaway because it's a really good giveaway. It's Studio 12. Enter, subscribe.
Yeah, so like and subscribe. Like Studio on Instagram and
hashtag GIM giveaway. GIM giveaway.
We're such
terrible. Studio.